How the Welthungerhilfe builds up new Ebola treatment units in Liberia. Zwedru, 500 kilometers from Liberia's capital Monrovia, where the German NGO Welthungerhilfe is building one of four new treatment units for the Ebola infected. Although the number of new infections in the country seems to be stagnant, statistically, one infected person passes the disease on to at least one more person.
During the Ebola outbreak, we have used our teams, which were doing hygiene awareness. They have changed into Ebola awareness teams. For the infrastructure where we normally are building bridges, schools, culverts, now we are changing and constructing ETUs, which are Ebola treatment units.
At the same time, the cash for work project of Welthungerhilfe is generating income for the population, and local materials are favored for the construction work. Wood, bamboo. But not everything is available in a remote area like Zwedru.
The main constraint is the road access. So trucks were not able to come into Zwedru, and that has delayed our whole process.
Building four treatment centers at the same time in four different towns was only possible because Welthungerhilfe has been working in Liberia for many years. But still, again and again, vehicles got stuck. Specific items were even flown in from Europe. Another logistical challenge.
We received from Germany, and the German Air Force brought all these items in. We have ordered tents, and those tents, they will be also set up in these kind of treatment units.
At the beginning of December, the first crates of tents, originally purchased in Norway, could finally be unpacked in Zwedru. A place where, at a first glance, daily life seems to be just normal, but whose particular challenge lies in the invisibility of the virus. Many people here, especially from the surrounding villages, still shun the Ebola topic and are too shaken to accept support. From the very beginning, our challenge has been the fear of the people, says Emmanuel Goba, fear of the virus and of the hospital. But due to awareness campaigns, the number of patients is now increasing.
The most important point for Ebola is the awareness. We have to be sure that the people are convinced that they get all the information, that they get the knowledge, how they can prevent themselves from to get infected with Ebola. On the other hand, the ETU we are building now, it's also very important. It is like a real small hospital with all the showers, the decontamination, storages. It is a full hospital we are building now.
Which, of course, will still be functioning after this Ebola outbreak has been defeated and can later be used as hospital wards to prevent new epidemics in the future, well in time.